This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Ooh, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, I always tell people that if they want, if they don't want to call in, because you have a lot of people that are shy, you could email us at, you know, drdahlia@hotmail.com or go to our website at drdahlia.com. But a lot of you have been going to our Facebook page at Dr. Dahlia Show, and you could also leave us a message and a question there. So one of our users, or one of our Facebook followers, asked, and this was interesting, so I thought I'd share it with you guys, how does one know if their lady is faking it? I don't think my girlfriend has ever blanked, but he uses the word that would probably equate to climax, okay? No one talks about what we could be doing wrong. You're easier to talk to than most. It's not like I could ask my friends. So, see, guys don't talk like girls do. I think that's very interesting. You know, I mean, if guys could talk, although, you know what, I think you're just going to get bad information, all right? I'm going to look this up. I have my own answer for you guys, but I'm going to look up how to tell if your lady is faking it. All right, there are some scientific, or shall we say, there are some... I don't want to say medical, but physiological things that happen, okay, when a woman climaxes, and I think there are ways that people could tell, but you do have, some women that are very, very good actors or actresses, and according to AskMen.com, 70% of women fake it, and they tried to kind of break it down medically, all right? So, the vagina has labia, right, that are supposed to protect the opening. You have the introitus, which is the opening, and then you have the clitoris, which is supposed to allow stimulation. And sometimes right before climaxing, it will start to retract the head of that. And so that could be a sign that it was a real climax. Heart rate, breathing, sometimes stopping breathing for a little bit could also be a sign. Of course, some of those can also be done very dramatically and acted out. Pupils may dilate. Right? And, but the dilated pupils could happen throughout the whole sexual course. However, sometimes with climaxing, that could be a distinct sign. Sometimes lips may redden, so could labia, could maybe get more red. Maybe it's because of the increased blood flow, so that could be a sign. Sweating all of a sudden could also be an issue. So there are some medical, shall we say, sequelae or signs, all right? But here's the thing, all right? If you feel that way, if you feel like you don't trust her in that and you think that maybe she is faking it, you need to start having some conversations on what she likes and what she doesn't like. We don't talk about sex as much on the show as I think people want, because there's obviously so much else going on, like, the GOP and the healthcare bill or any other medical headlines. But there are a lot of women that really want to be with a partner, but that partner and the way they have sex does not bring her to climax as she could herself. Right? There are many men that have admitted that they seem to do better themselves than under the pressure of performing with somebody else. So there are couples that very honestly, right, have those discussions. And maybe they use sex toys. Maybe they're, you know, they play games. I don't know what they do. I'm not talking like Monopoly, okay? Yeah, please don't. Do not lose those instruments, whatever you do. But many couples will experiment, and many of them will use aids, right? Because for some reason, the physical act may not be as climactic producing as others. And so, you know, with that, that's okay. See, nobody talks about that. That is okay. Sex does not have to be in the movies. You know, there's a lot of sites talking about what women don't like. Very popular sites. The top 27 things men do in bed that, you know, women don't like, you know. And you look at these sites, and, you know, some of them has to do with biting. There are some women out there that love biting, or partners out there that love biting. But there's others that go, no, that hurts. Stop it. One had suggested to not take underwear off with your teeth. I don't know in what movie that was. I think it was in the 70s or 80s where somebody took off somebody's underwear with their teeth. Women don't really like that. Okay? No. Many women, if they don't feel clean, they don't want you in that area at all. Down there. Right? Especially your face. And so that doesn't have anything to do with you. It's just they're, you know, uncomfortable. They're self-conscious, and so they're not going to enjoy themselves. So there has to be a lot of communication. There has to be a lot of, you know, freedom expressed. You know, somebody has to not, if somebody doesn't want to be undressed and they want to be dressed, then fine, let them be dressed, right? You know, there's a lot of little things that happen. And the other thing, too, that you have to be careful of is you may turn somebody on, but turning off starts to get easier once you're in the relationship longer, once the woman gets older, etc. Right? She could be more easily turned off, so everything could be going fine, and then all of a sudden it's time to climax, and she's like, you know what, I'm just not into it anymore, and she's like, look, I gotta do something. Now, a lot of people feel the pressure that they have to have a climax, if not the sexual interaction was a failure. No. No, not at all. Being close, being intimate, okay, and everything doesn't have to end in a climax, right? You know, things could, and so, I don't think we have these conversations enough, and people have real false misconceptions of what they're supposed to do in bed. A lot of people think they're supposed to spank. Some people think they're supposed, you know, and you know, all right, well, if you spank, there's a certain, you know, amount of pressure that you do. You don't beat the person, you know, and so, you know, people don't talk, and you got to be honest. Say, look, you know, I don't like that, but I like this. And if you can't talk to each other, it's not probably a very compatible relationship. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Thank you. About this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses. viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Mackenzie, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so remember there was an Uber crash in Arizona? Well, of a Uber self-driving car. Well, now they're saying the Uber crash was not the fault of the self-driving car, but the fault of a human. The report states that the crash occurred after a human drove into the self-driving vehicle. They say the incident has exposed how Uber's self-driving cars are not equipped to cope with the unpredictable driving of humans. Yeah, that doesn't make me feel better, whether the Uber driver, the self-driving car caused the accident, or the self-driving car got involved in an accident, it still takes two to tango, all right? So if that other car right, hit it, to me, that means its butt shouldn't have even been there. Right? You know how many times somebody swerves accidentally and you need to get the hell out of their way? If you did it correctly, you got the hell out of their way. If you didn't, you get hit. It doesn't mean you're bad, but it means you do sometimes have some control. Unless, of course, you're parked or you're stuck in traffic. The report from Tempe Police Department says driver Alexandra Cole attempted to cross three lanes of traffic at the traffic lights at her intersection turned from green to yellow. She crossed the first two lanes at a speed of 20 miles per hour and then attempted to enter the third lane. They said, as far as I could tell, the third lane had no one coming in it, so I was clear to make my turn. Right as I got to the middle lane, about to cross to the third, I saw a car flying through the intersection, but couldn't brake fast enough to completely avoid collision. The car mentioned by Ms. Cole was the autonomous Uber vehicle, which was driving employees Patrick Murphy and Matthew Rentz. The traffic signal turned yellow as I entered the intersection. As I entered the intersection, I saw the vehicle turn and left. There was no time to react, as there was a blind spot created by the line of traffic in the southbound left lane. The Uber vehicle was driving 2 miles per hour below the speed limit of 40 miles per hour. So it was driving 38. And the Uber vehicle, or her Honda CR-V, struck the self-driving car and then hit a pole and flipped onto its side. The self-driving vehicle then hit two other cars from oncoming traffic. No serious injuries, thank God, came from the result of the crash. Police confirmed that Ms. Cole was to blame for failing to give way to oncoming cars. But critics have noted that drivers often slip through lanes to meet green lights and that Uber's cars should be prepared to cope with unpredictable driving. So, you know, here's the problem. This is the problem Uber has to face. Okay, car accidents happen all the time. Right? Fender benders, people get into accidents. It's a shame that that happens. But if a self-driving car gets into an accident, it is going to make global news. So if they, let's say, get into an accident, okay, let's say between now and the end of 2017, if, let's say, Uber self-driving vehicles get into car crashes five times, just five times, which is thousands of percent lower than, you know, what the average human population does when it comes to driving to crashes, it's still going to make global headlines and people are going to call for Uber to stop the program. So Uber is kind of damned if they do, damned if they don't, even if their statistics is better than the average person, because nobody cares. They don't want additional accidents. No, nobody's going to be convinced saying, yeah, well, an Uber car is getting into an accident even much less than a human driver. They're not going to be convinced, because if somebody gets hit by a self-driving autonomous car, that's a problem. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Kids exposed to high levels of lead decades ago and are now possibly approaching middle age may have lower IQs and earning potential. Now, I don't remember how much lead I was exposed to. I did like to chew and suck on my number two pencils in class. So that could explain, you know, a lot these days. But they say doctors are warning parents that there is no safe level of lead exposure. Obviously, the toxin could damage the developing nervous system in young children, and blood levels as low as 5 micrograms per deciliter may lower intelligent quotient, according to the World Health Organization. I've never taken an IQ exam, ever. I'm kind of afraid to, you know, because what if it comes out low? Participants in the current study had average blood lead levels more than twice that when they were 11 years old in the early 1980s. Every 5 microgram increase in blood lead levels early in life was associated with a 1.61 point lower IQ by the time these children reached 38 years old, as well as reductions in perceptual reasoning and working memory. This suggests at the very least that individuals don't fully recover from lead-related cognitive injuries received in childhood. It also suggests that lead exerts a downward pull on the individual's cognitive abilities over time, regardless of where they start out in life. So the researchers looked at cognitive function, IQ, socioeconomic status for 565 adults in Dunedin, New Zealand, and they were 38 years old, as well as results from blood tests for lead done in childhood. And the childhood blood lead levels range from 4 to 31. Now, they said there was no meaningful differences in lead exposure based on socioeconomic status, but elevated blood lead levels were found in children from poor and affluent families alike, which would make sense. And if the blood lead levels in childhood were above 10 micrograms, they had an average adult IQ test score 4.25 points lower than peers. All right, so I don't know. Just stay away from lead. You know, there's lead paint, lead pencils, lead, I don't know. According to a Reuters investigation of blood testing done in California, they found dozens of communities had rates of unsafe childhood lead exposure that surpassed those in Flint, Michigan. In one zip code in Fresno, California, 13.6% of blood tests on kids under the age of 60 came back high for lead. That compares to 5% across the city of Flint during a recent water contamination crisis there, which we talked about with the pipes. They say in some cities in the states of New York, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, at least 1 in 7 kids have unsafe levels of lead in their blood. So that's some pretty serious stuff. We'll keep you posted on this. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Heroin use and addiction is up sharply among U.S. whites. This is a headline that keeps coming back week after week. And this latest study has found that heroin use in the United States has risen fivefold in the past decade, and dependence on the drug has more than tripled, with the biggest jumps among whites and men with low incomes and little education. They say whites age 18 to 44 accounted for the biggest rise in heroin addiction, which has been fueled in part by, obviously, the misuse of opioid drugs. They say the findings are troubled because people most affected have few resources to deal with the problem. They say we're seeing that heroin use has increased in the past 10 years. It's more prominent among whites with lower incomes and education and young adults. So heroin use includes those who have tried the drug but not become addicted to it, and those addicted to it. And those also rose more among unmarried adults. A jump has been seen among women, but it is more prominent in men. Men and heroin, it's, you know, we've had a lot of stars that unfortunately have died. You know, it's so addictive, and especially when you inject and you have the quick euphoria rush and the amount is so concentrated when it's injected intravenously, you could get addicted from your first use. People don't realize that. The findings were published online in the journal JAMA Psychiatry, followed by a statement from the American College of Physicians calling for drug addiction and substance abuse disorders to be treated as a chronic medical condition. Yesterday we talked about that, how New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is going to head a federal commission to combat the problem. Christie has declared opioid drug abuse a public health crisis. You have to treat it as if it's a disease, all right? Just like obesity. You know, maybe you have to treat many of these diseases as psychiatric illnesses. Maybe you have to use the same sort of team approach with cognitive therapy, behavioral therapy, biofeedback, medications, you know, different forms of counseling and, you know, exercises, you know, just like with the obesity epidemic. You know, we talk about heroin epidemic. We talk about people addicted to smoking, right? People who are obese, it may be an addiction to food, an addiction to carbs. I cannot walk by a dessert table that has a piece of chocolate cake without grabbing the piece of chocolate cake. Now, how do we do it with diabetes? Well, with diabetes, if somebody has diabetes, we tell them no sweets. We give them medications and we scare them that they're going to die. But many people with diabetes, they'll still eat sweets. I mean, you know, obesity has risen because we stopped smoking. Anytime people felt hungry or the urge to have a craving, they'd go outside and have a smoke. That's what kept them skinny. Now that we cut back on smoking, which we needed to, we have this huge rise in obesity. We need to start looking at things as addictions. Not only medical issues, but as addictions. And I think we could treat them similarly. 1-877, stop telling your me.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the media is making it look like, I don't know what's happening behind closed doors, but it looks like there is a fight between now President Trump and the Conservative Freedom Caucus. All right? President Trump, they say, according to the Washington Post, has effectively declared war on the House Freedom Caucus, which is a powerful group of hardline conservative Republicans who blocked the health care bill, vowing to, quote, fight them in the 2018 midterm elections. I guess in a morning tweet, Donald Trump likes to wake up and tweet, He warned that the Freedom Caucus would hurt the entire Republican agenda if they don't get on the team and fast. He grouped its members, all of them Republican, with Democrats in calling for their political defeat, which is kind of shocking, where he goes, we must fight them and Dems in 2018. There are about 36 members of the Freedom Caucus. Most of them were elected or re-elected comfortably in solid Republican districts, according to the Washington Post. They say with this tweet, Trump seemed to be encouraging primary challenges to each of them in next year's elections. Asked to elaborate on Trump's threat, the White House had no immediate comment. So, I'm kind of shocked that Donald Trump would tweet like that, because you don't want to show that you're rattled by that. Okay, I think a message that would have probably been more politically advantageous is the Freedom Caucus wants something tougher. Wants a bill that's tougher. All right, we'll come up with a tougher bill. We'll work with them and come up with a tougher bill. Period. Leave it at that. But instead, it looks like he's fighting with the caucus when the caucus actually thought that this last bill might not be good enough. I told you what I thought of this last bill, the American Healthcare Act. I told you that I understood why it was written the way it was written, because, you know, they're trying to build a lifeboat for people to jump off of from the sinking Obamacare ship without, you know, sinking the whole healthcare system. But was it going to do everything it needed to? No, it wasn't. So I wasn't a big fan of the bill. I just don't really know if anybody has come up with something better. And so I'm dying to see what the Freedom Caucus comes up with. If they come up with something better, that's great. Then we could get behind that, you know, to start fixing our healthcare system. But instead, there's fighting. Why the hell are GOP representatives fractionated and fighting? Now, that happened with Hillary and Bernie Sanders supporters, you know. They had different views. And within parties, it's healthy for there to be dissent and for, you know, there to be compromise, etc. The only problem is we have a very looming crisis coming up where Humana is going to be pulling out of the health insurance exchanges. We have a bunch of states that only have one health insurance left, right? Health insurance carrier left. Right? We have more and more people going on Medicaid every year, such that even though the recession is supposed to be over, we keep going up by almost 2 million people a year going up on Medicaid, where now we have 72 million people on Medicaid. That's more than the entire country of the UK. UK population is what? I think 62? And here we have 72 million on Medicaid? So, House Speaker Paul Ryan told reporters late Thursday morning that he sympathized with Trump. He said, I understand the president's frustration. Ryan was unable to push a health care bill through his own chamber. He goes, I share frustration. About 90% of our conference is for this bill to repeal and replace, and about 10% are not. It's not enough to pass the bill. He had no immediate plans to bring the health care bill back to the House floor. He said, this is too big of an issue to not get right, and so I'm not going to put some kind of artificial deadline on saving the American health care system from oncoming collapse. He said, I just think it's too important. And I agree with that. We are now at the 7th anniversary of the bill's passage. Trump and his White House advisors, they say, have been very frustrated by the Freedom Caucus members, led by Representative Mark Meadows, Republican North Carolina. Trump lobbied them intensively to support the GOP plan to replace Obama's Affordable Care Act, only to see the bill collapse last Friday. Now, here's the thing, you know, on one end, if the Freedom Caucus is saying, look, it's not going to work, this is just going to continue the crap that we have, you know, we're all going to be done for in the next election, and the healthcare system is going to crash anyway, you know, no, we need to do this right, well, then, you know, I agree with them then, but just let's go about it a little differently and say, look, guys, you know, let us come up with something, all right, you know, no need to fight. Okay, we're going to work together on this. No need to go to war, but let us come up with something, see if you guys like it, and see this is what I think we need to do and move forward. So I'm not sure if it's just the media making it act like nobody's working together and they're fighting. I'm under the impression that they are. Even two senators had suggested that they do a partial change to the Obamacare bill, allowing people to use their subsidies that they would get under Obamacare for health insurance off the exchange. If there are plans that are selling to people that are not on the health insurance exchanges, they could use their subsidies for that. So, you know, do we piecemeal, do we break it apart piece by piece? Ideally, this should take 10 to 20 years to fix. This is what Obama should have done. And we talked about this before on the show. When the healthcare system was starting to have issues in the late 90s and the early 2000s, what should have been done are very slow, methodical changes, right? So that we could, over the next decade or two, replace our healthcare system with something better. Instead, because of all the, you know, political greed and wanting all the quan, the Democrats jumped to do something within a weekend. And they came up with one big overhaul bill, which was just too much and too damaging. Yes, there were a couple good things, you know, with it, but were they practical? Expanding Medicaid, I was for. You know, not allowing pre-existing conditions to disqualify you, I was for. But there has to be a proper execution of it. It has to be choreographed properly, right? You know, you can't just expand Medicaid without any plan for a receding of it when people get their jobs. If the recession is over, why do we still have so many millions of people on Medicaid and it's still growing? I thought it was supposed to be a temporary fix. Same thing with pre-existing conditions. Fine, you tell an insurance company they have to cover pre-existing conditions, then no wonder they're going to up their rates. How do you guard against that? And the way they had it in the bill was just not good enough. So now we have the Republicans, all right? If they want to do this right, they need to, over a 10, maybe 20-year plan, you know, try to fix the damage that Obamacare caused. The problem is they don't have 10, 20 years. They have an election that they are already going to start campaigning for, right, in less than, well, the election is less than 2 years away, but they need to start campaigning for the midterms next spring. So what do they do? They need to do something fast. Well, if they repeal Obamacare fast, now we have the pendulum swinging the other way. So, you know, they're basically up against the wall. And that's exactly how the Obamacare law was written. You know, the only thing that was cleverly crafted is the red wire that will cause a implosion if anybody tries to repeal or replace it. So how do you repeal and replace Obamacare quick enough where you could still keep your congressional or senatorial seat? That shouldn't even be, you know, a priority, but it is. The priority should be fixing the healthcare system, but fixing the healthcare system could be long and methodical. And I get it. If I was a politician, if I was in the House of Representatives, and I heard that there were going to be some liberals that are going to want to, you know, take over your seat so they could go back and infuse more money to keep Obamacare on life support, you do have to act quickly. So maybe what they need to do is let Obamacare expire. I hate to say that, but, you know, maybe if Humana's going to pull out and there's going to be states with no exchanges, then maybe just let that happen until you have the Democrats say, no, 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 we do want to fix this. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak.
But you know what? I'm good at it.
So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this is very interesting. There's a student who claims that all the times he was bullied had left him cross-eyed. Dustin Johnson is 14 years old. He's a Livingston Junior High student. And a bully body slammed him to the ground. According to Dustin's mother, Amanda Anderson, I took him out and I put him in K through 12 in a homeschool program. We did that for 8 months. Dustin had to wear an eye patch for several months before his eye surgery last fall. He says, I was bullied from that. I was called pirate. I was asked if I had any booty. But, oh my gosh, how are these kids are stupid these days. I mean, that's not even an insult, and they're blaming somebody with an eye patch, making fun of them. People are so dumb. Poor kid. After 2 weeks after his surgery, his eyes are back to normal. According to mom, his whole character changed and his eyes were fixed. He started smiling again. So Dustin wanted to go back to public school. But he said he didn't want to deal with any bullying. Unfortunately, last Friday, the bullying reared its ugly head in the form of a 10th grader who hit Dustin on the bus. He felt a slap on his head. While he was reaching for the back of his neck, he had a buzzing sound in his head and then an excruciating headache. It was Dustin's younger sister who told him he appeared cross-eyed once again. The mom said, I wanted to cry. It broke my heart. It was hard enough to go through this the first time, and to know he'll probably have to go through it again, it was scary. I would be absolutely livid. If I was that mother, I would bring the rain. I would be getting the parents involved. I mean, there's got to be some sort of law for assault and battery of another child. This is crazy. All right? And, yeah, I would sue. Why not? Now he has to have, there's medical bills because the other kid hit him? Absolutely. You sue the family. Dustin's mother said Livingston High School is investigating the 10th grade bully who has not been seen on the bus since he hit Dustin. I hope he gets punished properly. I don't want to wish people the worst, but the problem is getting worse. It's not getting any better. In a statement, Livingston ISD School District said, out of confidentiality and respect for our students, we cannot confirm or deny the status of student discipline. Dustin's doctor said the eye could possibly correct itself in time, and currently he's not going to undergo a second surgery. So, yeah, I don't know what the answer is. I mean, in the olden days, you know, fighting was kind of a part of growing up. Okay, you know, you would, there'd be a fight, you know, in the back of school. Even girls would fight. It was not fun. I hated school. School was a very traumatizing time sometimes when you had people bigger than you that wanted to fight you. You know, the bullying was just, you know, cruel. And yes, it would be nice for kids to have a learning environment where they didn't have that. The only thing is there's only so much you could do to shelter somebody. All right, you know, one of the reasons why kids don't know how to defend themselves is because they haven't fought. You know, like my boys. You know, at first I was like, no, leave them alone. And I don't like my boys punching each other. But then on the other hand, where do they learn to protect themselves, protect their face, protect their, you know, my father, you know, because he was in the Israeli army back then in the 60s, they had learned judo. So he was teaching me a lot of judo and a lot of moves and a lot of, you know, and so we would spar and I would, you know, beat up my brother and, you know, it was fun. But, you know, kids these days, they don't learn how to fight. I don't know why this kid was bullied. He looks like a nice, cute kid. You know, it's unfair that he had to go through that. But, you know, when we discuss, well, you know, maybe we're going, you know, we're doing too much when it comes to bullying at school. The bullying is protecting the weaker that cannot defend themselves. So, of course, we have to take a stand to stop bullying. All right? What I don't know how we should approach is how to teach kids to maneuver in a hostile world. Right, this is something that kids do need to learn. We don't think any kids deserve to have to learn in a hostile environment. But they do need to, as they grow up, learn how to deal with, you know, hostility. Now, for those of us that have a bunch of sisters and brothers, we're good. That's where our training comes from. They're your sisters and your brothers. They bully you. They make fun of you. They make you feel stupid. You always have, you know, somebody older than you. You always, finish your project or whatever. And then you have somebody younger than you tattling on all the time. And so as a sibling, you start to learn how to navigate through that. Right? And it's not the best behavior, but you learn how to negotiate, you learn how to threaten, you learn how to, work together and say, look, I won't tell on you with this if you tell on me. You also learn that if somebody stabbed you in the back. If you made a truce with your brother that nobody tells mom what happened, when mom wants to know who broke the lamp, you say nothing, I say nothing, and we're going to stick to that, and all of a sudden brother points to you when mom's yelling, you also get to learn what it's like to be stabbed in the back. Now, we would love to protect our kids from all of this. We really would. Right? But how are they going to deal with the outside world? Right? I mean, you got grown-ups out there, and you got people stabbing you in the back, and you got people very mean, very evil that you are going to work with that is really that's going to want to do you harm. You need to be able to know how to deal with those people. So do they learn it in school? Do they learn it in their families? Now, many people, they don't, families now don't have 5, 6, 7, 10 kids. You know, my cousin, one of my second cousins, she grew up with 8 brothers. Okay, one brother would, you know, take care of her and be an ally. The other one wouldn't. Now they're all close, obviously. But, you know, wow, that's a lot. That's a, you know, that, you know, you're definitely going to learn how to defend yourself. And it sounds like all the brothers were scared of her because she was the only girl. Now a lot of families, they only have one kid if that. So, you know, bullying has to stop. There has to be, you know, things in place in school such that kids have a safe haven. If not, kids have to go through homeschooling, which I would suggest for this boy. If he has a medical condition that can continually get re-exacerbated, we need to pull him out of school. But, you know, how is he going to interact with other kids? How is he going to deal with adversaries? You know, you're going to have somebody at the grocery store, you know, cut you off and you're trying to get into the grocery line. You're going to have somebody cut you off, you know, on the street. You're going to have somebody try to cheat you, you know, when you're purchasing something. How are you going to navigate that? And I don't know where we teach our kids these things. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, a study has come out saying if you are lonely, you're going to report more cold symptoms, severe ones. Study published today in Health Psychology found that among people who fell ill after being exposed to a cold virus, those who were lonely were more likely to report severe runny nose, sneezing, sore throat, and other symptoms. This adds to the evidence that if you're lonely, you have more serious health problems like heart disease and early death. They say there's been much less research on whether loneliness is correlated with common acute short-term illnesses like colds, according to an author study. And to conduct the experiment, they looked at people age 18 to 55 who agreed to go through some psychological screening tests. And they exposed them to common cold virus via nose drops, and they quarantined them in a hotel for 5 days. Participants were also paid $1,600, or I'm sorry, $1,000, $1,060. And at the beginning of the study, the 159 participants were scored on a scale indicating their level of loneliness, and another one indicating their level of social isolation. Now, you see, I would think, like, when I'm married, if I want to get out of doing something in the house, I will augment and exaggerate my symptoms to get out of something. My husband does the same thing, too. Oh, this cold. Like, it's a cold. Man up. Please. But if you're lonely, you may feel worse. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Be Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.